Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we just had the massive Pride celebrations in Dublin, Cork and Galway. But for people who live in rural Ireland, it can often feel like they are literally the only gay in the village. But one way of fighting against that sense of isolation is the Queer Shed. Orla Vaughan from Kilfenora is a member of Queer Shed Clare. Afternoon, Orla.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So could you tell us a bit about actually growing up in Kilfenora? Because I suppose it's a fairly typical story for a lot of LGBT people. Was it difficult, or did you feel like you were the only gay in the village?
No, I didn't feel like I was the only gay in the village. But it definitely was difficult. And as I said in the article, I grew up in an adult environment. You know, we had a family pub, so you would have been working there from a very young age, and you'd have been privy to conversations that kids really shouldn't be privy to. And so when I suppose I was questioning my own sexuality, I knew there was something really wrong with being gay, that it wasn't good, that it was very negative, that there, you know, there was a lot of laughter and sniggering behind people's backs. I couldn't quite put my finger, obviously, on what that was. So in that respect, and again, I really couldn't put that down to my community, because your community is different to the pub environment, obviously. It's not normal for a kid to be in a pub. So within my community, I wouldn't have felt that. But definitely when I was questioning myself, I would have gone, yeah, no, this isn't right. This isn't good. And you can't be that person.
Yes. Okay. So for you then, you know, people come out, but I suppose you come out to other people, but also there's I imagine there's a process where you come out to yourself. Did that kind of slow those two processes up a wee bit, because you were hearing those kind of comments when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely did. I remember I kissed a girl in Australia 100 years ago, and I thought like that it was only the fact that we were platonic, we were friends, and we had this deep connection, that it wasn't anything to do with my sexuality. Like, I convinced myself of that. And that I would come home and I would explain that to my parents and the whole village, and I wouldn't be called gay or queer or a lesbian or whatever, and I'd be grand. And then I remember I had to go to my parents' bedroom to get something, and there was my mom had this long mirror on the back of the door, and I remember just looking at myself, and I smiled and I went, "You're gay." And it came out of nowhere. Like, I wasn't going up to, like, I was going up to get something for my mom. And I just remember that moment so distinctly, and smiling and feeling okay about it, which shocked me. Now, I probably went back into the closet for another while after that. But that was the start of becoming comfortable, I suppose.
Yeah, that's an amazing moment. So, yeah. But you were still living at home though when you told your family about it.
Yeah, I was, and I suppose that is where the process was speeded up for me. I didn't do it when I was comfortable with doing it. I was seeing my first girlfriend, and I knew that because it's a small area, I'm in North Clare, I'm in a small village in Kilfenora, and that somebody would say it in the pub. It would come out. And that I didn't want my parents to hear it from anybody else. Our entire lives were quite publicly played out in the village, obviously, being in a pub. Anything that happened really in our family was public news. And I just didn't want this. I didn't want it for my parents to be that way with this. So I did. I had that conversation with my parents before I was ready to have it.
Yeah. And so when you'd had that conversation, did that help obviously it helped in the sense of your family knew, but feeling comfortable in the community at large, did it help in that respect?
Well, it kind of gives me more confidence insofar as I didn't care after that who knew. I didn't care who said anything, that I just knew that my brother Mark and my sister Katie knew, and that Kay and John knew, and that they would then tell the rest of the family, the wider family. And I had cousins who I had confided in prior to that as well. So once they knew, I felt more comfortable, but Sean, it hasn't changed a hell of a lot today. You know, like even at the weekend in Dublin, you're nervous holding somebody's hand. But definitely I would be way more confident in myself now than I was 20 years ago.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, because I was wondering about that, because as I understand it, you did live in Dublin for a while.
I did, but a very short period of time. Right. And then I came home to open a business beside our family pub. And I really kind of went back into myself then, because I, you know, when you start a new business, it's all encompassing and it's everything. And you're dealing with that. And I kind of parked my own personal life. And I suppose it's only now, since the business is gone and since, I suppose, COVID, and nobody wants to go back and dig up that one again. But it really gave me personally a lot of time to think and prioritise and see, you know, are you going to carry on living a life that you think is making a lot of people feel comfortable, or are you going to start, you know, living the life that you deserve to live?
Right. OK. And in practical terms, what what differences would you be making in your own life, or are you making in your own life to make it better for yourself?
Yeah, I suppose I'd be calling myself queer, which I would never do. I would never have called myself gay or lesbian or anything like that. The queer word I would have just absolutely run a country mile from. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's really been reclaimed by our community. And then I suppose I joined an organization called Queer Claire, who they run events for queer people in the county. And it that all started when actually it was a really interesting story, because this person came, a refugee, to Listunvarna, to one of the asylum seeker places in Listunvarna, and they identified as them, they, and they went online to see, was County Clare, they'd come from South Africa, was County Clare a supportive, safe place for queer people? And they could find nothing online about queerness in Clare. And they found a little bit in Limerick, a little bit in Galway, and that was it. And then they actually got in touch with the Clare Public Participation Network, the PPN, and said to them, you know, there's nothing. So they got a little bit of funding together, and they decided to, they interviewed like 55 queer people and said, what are you missing in County Clare? What is the community missing? And they were like, there's no social outlets in County Clare. They felt very isolated. They felt that they weren't seen, that they didn't see people like them. And so that's when Queer Clare then came about, because of that. And we have a website, and we run a brunch at the last Sunday of every month down around different towns and villages around the county. And we have a cinema day every evening, the second Saturday of every month. And if you go on our site, you'll see prides that we have had, and we're having another one in September, and the 20th to the 22nd. So the visibility is definitely there, and we're getting more people to join us.
Yeah, and in the sheds, are the sheds kind of modelled on the men's sheds idea?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be answering that question there and applying for one of those toilets, Sean. It was started by Common Knowledge, and Fionn Kidney and Aoife Hammond up there, who are queer people. I suppose they've been in rural Ireland. Fionn is originally from Dublin, but he has lived in rural Ireland and County Clare because he was a part of Common Knowledge, and they moved to outside Kilfenora to this place called Boghill. And they saw that, you know, Fionn is living in Ennistyne for 2 years, and there wasn't any queer community. So they saw that there was this big need, and a big need for something outside of the pubs, you know, there, and queer spaces. I know people go, why do people want queer spaces? But like, absolutely, it's great. You can go into Galway and any pub you walk into, because it's a young city and there's no animosity against you, and it's all, you know, make love, not war, and it's really nice. But there are certain queer people, like trans people, who don't feel safe in those spaces.
Yeah.
So it is really important to have queer spaces. So they started the Queer Shed with funding from Clare County Council, and it's, you know, a pilot thing, and they're hoping to see how it goes and then perhaps launch it throughout Ireland, which would be phenomenal. And out of that, they've now, they're starting this Fuin Tua, which is a festival that they're going to run from the 26th to the 28th of July. And it's just amazing that out of just starting the Queer Shed, that they would now be running a bloody queer festival in a rural area, which is phenomenal, I think.
Yeah. And in the sheds, are there like various activities going on in the sheds? Are people learning to do stuff?
The first shed that we had was a couple of weeks ago, and we did cob building pizza, outdoor pizza oven, which was absolutely amazing thing to do. It, like, you had to pay for a bit of sand and that was it. Everything else was straw and mud and labour. Now, I may have taken a back seat and stood back and told them all what they were doing wrong while they were doing it, but you need those sort of people as well. But it was just phenomenal. And at the end of the four or five hours, you know, we had a cob, an outdoor cob pizza oven, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all about sharing skills, and we've got like another one coming up now, and yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, and does it feel different if you're, I mean, as you say, you know, you go into like Galway or whatever, and there's a completely different feeling there, but does it feel different in small and smallish towns for queer people now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, definitely. And I think with social media and with people feel that they have a right to put their faces into other people's business. And we've heard a lot about that last week, that people feel that they have the right to shout at people on the street. And then if somebody questions them about shouting at them, they feel they have the right to take it further than just verbal abuse. And then they feel they have the right to boast about it online. Yeah. And there is, unfortunately, a community out there that does that and that are really encouraging each other. And it's very difficult for me or for you to point them out in the street, because they're not out in the street. They're behind a mobile phone or they're behind a keyboard. So whereas I'm more visible, I am a gay person. You can see me that I am a gay woman. And you can see with trans people that they may be trans, and you can see with flamboyant gay men that they are gay. So we are very, 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 very easy targets. We are low hanging fruit for these big, brave bullies that are out there. And that happens in rural communities and it happens in cities. And I do think that it's getting better. And I do think that people in the heterosexual community are getting bored of people making derogatory comments about refugees or queer people. I think people are genuinely going, oh my God, look at what's going on around the world, and this is what you choose to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think people are getting sick of it. But and I've said this so many times, it's not queer people who are beating queer people up. It's not women who are raping women. It's, you know, we need the straight community to come in and take control of the abuse that's happening towards queer people. And we need men to come in and take control of the violence and sexual assault that is happening to women. That without allies, we are nothing.
Orla, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Orla Vaughan there, a member of Queer Shed Clare and secretary of Queer Clare.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.